WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Motivation Spark, your daily dose of inspiration, right here in your earbuds. I'm Jackson Reed, and today we're diving into something powerful. Forgiveness. Yeah, I know, it sounds like a Hallmark movie theme, but trust me, this stuff is real-life magic, folks. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack full of heavy grudges? You know that feeling when someone wrongs you, and instead of letting it go, you keep replaying the scenario in your head, fueling that fire of anger and resentment? Well, my friend, that's what we're going to tackle today. We'll unpack how forgiveness isn't just about saying sorry or pretending something didn't happen, it's about choosing freedom. Freedom from those shackles of the past, freedom to truly move forward. So, buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of letting go. Firstly, understand that forgiveness isn't for them, it's for you. Think about it, holding onto resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one getting hurt, the one who's stuck in that cycle of negativity. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened or forgetting about it. It simply means choosing not to let their actions define your happiness anymore. Secondly, remember that forgiveness is a process, not an event. It takes time and effort. Don't expect to go from seething with anger to radiating peace overnight. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and take small steps each day towards letting go. It's like peeling off layers of an onion one layer at a time. Thirdly, practice empathy. I know it's hard when someone hurts you, but try to see things from their perspective. Maybe they were hurting themselves, maybe they made a mistake, or maybe they just didn't understand the impact of their actions. Understanding doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help soften your anger and create space for forgiveness. Fourthly, focus on gratitude. It sounds counterintuitive, right? When you're feeling hurt and resentful, focusing on what you're grateful for might seem like the last thing you want to do. But trust me, this is powerful stuff. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you see the good in your life, even amidst the pain. And finally, remember that forgiveness isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to let go of anger and resentment. It means choosing love over hate, peace over conflict. Holding on to bitterness just weighs you down, while forgiveness sets you free. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, frustrated because someone cut you off. Your mind starts racing with thoughts like they're so reckless. Well, I can't believe they did that, and your anger starts to simmer. Now, here's where the practice comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, try taking a few deep breaths, acknowledging your frustration, but then consciously choosing to let it go. Maybe you think they're probably just having a bad day, or it doesn't make sense to waste my energy on this. By practicing empathy and focusing on the bigger picture, you can choose not to let that moment define your entire drive. Remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting what happened or pretending it didn't hurt. It's about choosing to release the pain and move forward with a lighter heart. It's about freeing yourself from those chains of resentment and allowing yourself to experience true peace. Think about it, holding onto anger is like carrying around a heavy rock. Every step you take gets harder, and you start dragging that weight everywhere. Forgiveness, on the other hand, is like letting go of that rock. Suddenly, you feel lighter, freer, and able to move forward with more ease. So, what's your next step? I encourage you to identify something in your life where you're holding onto anger or resentment. Maybe it's a situation from your past, or a conflict with someone you know. Take a few moments today to practice forgiveness not just for them, but most importantly for yourself. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need a little motivation boost. Let's spread the power of forgiveness together. See you in your earbuds tomorrow for another dose of inspiration.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.